Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. The topic of ESG in warehouse, distribution, and fulfillment hubs is continuously up for debate across supply chain companies worldwide. With various initiatives in place and many efforts being made, it's hard to tell what works and what doesn't, as well as how the conversations are going regarding ESG as a whole. A good place to start is with last year's outcomes in WERC's 2023 DC Measures Report. Today we are joined by Carl Manroth, Professor of Logistics at J. Whitney Bunting College of Business and Technology and Georgia College and State University. Carl will share his insights as we explore the ESG outcomes from the report. So, Carl, thank you for joining us. Can you start off by sharing your thoughts on the report? Do you have any strong opinions about the numbers?
I'm going to surprise you. I do have strong opinions. So I'll definitely share those with you. If you look at outcomes from last year, I think there's a couple things that really kind of strike us. Over the last 5 years, we've looked at distribution performance, on-time delivery, on-time shipments, things like that. And we divide that up into quintiles to see how the best in class are performing versus those at the very bottom, those that have a major opportunity for improvement. And what we found is that performance, especially in the early years, you could see this dramatic improvement year over year on the metrics. Now what we're seeing is that companies are holding that level of performance, and the differences between the quintiles is getting smaller and smaller. I refer to it as quintile squint because you have to squint to find the differences in the numbers. It's just getting to be that narrow. And so that's really great because firms have learned how to go ahead and perform at a high level, but not only that, they're sustaining that level of performance over time.
That's really interesting. So as of now, what position are warehouse, distribution, and fulfillment hubs at? And what are they doing to help sustain the level of performance that you're talking about?
So the World Economic Forum back in 2020, so not that long ago, they said that a company's just more than an economic unit to generate wealth. And performance had to be measured not only on the return to shareholders, but also on how it achieves its environmental, social, and governance objectives. So it isn't just stakeholders, but I have to think about shareholders as well. So that really was a big difference. And so now we have to think about not just what the firm does for the shareholders, but also stakeholders. So ESG kind of grew out of that. And ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. And it is a method of looking at how the firm performs in each of these three ways. So environmental interacts with the environment. So it could be on emissions, resource use, waste management, things like that. Then there's a whole social pillar, and that deals with diversity, learning development, human rights, things like that. And then the third one is on governance. So these three pillars make up ESG, and governance is around compensation policies, bribery, corruption. We're all against that. And then board structure and functions. So now let me answer your question about where were we at. When we presented the findings last year, and we go, well, tell me where you're at. How many have heard of ESG? There were not a lot of hands that were raised. And we're like, wow, this is really interesting because a lot of people hadn't heard about that. This year, that number of people involved or understand the process has changed dramatically. So the people who we haven't begun our process is down 21% this year. People that are starting to work with a partner to develop metrics in these areas is up, I think it was 90%. So there's a big flip, and people are starting to learn more about ESG and some of the initiatives that they're going to be doing within their organization.
Fascinating. So with the three pillars of ESG, I imagine there are specific criteria involved when considering ESG-focused strategies within supply chains. Can you share a bit more about what that might look like?
We have so many frameworks. So one of the problems with having a lot of frameworks is that the metrics that go underneath the framework have to be agreed to. And how we measure those have to be agreed to as well. The problem is there's so many different measures and so many different ways those measures are defined. So let me give you a good example. On-time delivery. So your idea of on-time and my idea of on-time it'd be very different. If we say, hey, we're going to go out to dinner, let's be on time. And you say, sure. And you show up half an hour late. Well, for you, that may be on time, right? Because you're always half an hour late. So it depends on how I measure it. And the problem then is, if I'm a supplier, what measures do I use in ESG to support my customer? Or when my customer says, what's your on-time ratio? Or what are you doing on emissions? Well, how am I measuring that? Where's that data coming from? Is it standard? One framework could have one way to measure it. A different framework adopted by a different customer could have a totally different way of measuring it. And the issue now is, do these measures align? And unfortunately, they just did a study a few months back, and the frameworks are so different that they found little correlation between them. It was down like less than 40%. And if you did a comparison to like S&P as an example, and you know some of the measures between that and Moody's, the level in firm performance, the level of correlation is like in the 90s. All right. So it kind of gives a benchmark about how different they are, right? So most of, you know, if you're a 3PL working in the industry and a customer comes up and says, we're going to do ESG, it's like, that's great. What are the measures? How are we defining those? Because they could be different based on industry, by company, by framework.
So it sounds like there's a lot that needs to be considered when implementing ESG initiatives within a supply chain. And as a result, many challenges have arisen. Can you talk about more challenges the industry is facing?
If I think about stakeholders versus shareholders, who has the power, or have I thought about who all the stakeholders are? Because if one pops up and suddenly has an opinion, then how do I manage that process? I think understanding the metrics, what metrics, how do we define them? Is there the way that we can standardize metrics across an industry? So let's say that I'm in chemical, right? Or if I'm a brewery, and so now suddenly I use a lot of water, how do I standardize how we think about that or how we measure water utilization? Because their use of water is going to be totally different than somebody in the automotive trade. Each one is going to have unique challenges and how they're going to think about it. I think another challenge industry is going to face is just the cost. How am I going to go ahead and do this? Because you're going to have to have headcount to it. You're going to have to be collecting a lot of data that you didn't do before. And here's probably the biggest one. And that one is going to be, where do I start the measurement process? So in transportation, as an example, do I measure it at the tailpipe? Or do I measure at what it took to make the vehicle, or where the vehicle came from, or where the parts to make the vehicle came from? So if we think about a true supply chain, and if I'm going to actually do ESG, if I looked at one company at a time, I probably am going to suboptimize the solution. I'd have to look at the entire supply chain from dirt to dust and say, what's the environmental impact of all these things across all suppliers? Now, I'm an academic, I can say that, but if you had to actually do that, I think I'm going to retire. Because that's going to take a lot of effort. And I'm working with a group right now, and it can get into a lot of detail on it, but they're just looking at truck emissions and how you would actually look at a shipment going through a supply chain and determining the emissions out of the vehicles. I know that sounds kind of easy, but you'd have to know what vehicle actually moved that freight and identify that vehicle based on, you know, probably by down to VIN number. Because you want to know how old it is, what kind of gas mileage it gets. It could vary by driver because all those emissions are going to be based on that. How do I collect all that data for moving a product from an origin to a destination? And if I make it service parcel or LTL, where more people are handling it, more trucks are moving it, it gets to be a pretty complex problem pretty quick.
Well, from what you're saying, these challenges can only be mitigated by leveraging and measuring data. So tell us, what solutions can help the industry with measuring all the data? What does that look like from your perspective?
This is the hard part, right? If you're a 3PL or another supplier, it's like, how do I manage all those challenges? And how do I do it in a cost-effective manner? And you add on to that layer kind of a complexity. It's this whole idea about the stakeholders growing influence on the organization, not shareholders, but stakeholders. I think they're in a tight spot. I think the solutions are going to have to be technological. I think the other part is everybody's going to have to understand that there's a cost associated with it. Now, here's the thing that we didn't talk about. Organizations that have focused on ESG and getting their ESG score up, those firms with a higher ESG score actually have lower financial performance than those that do not. So at the same time I'm pursuing ESG, it's impacting my stock price and my value of the organization. That's a big challenge. I think it goes back to the level of measurement. How wide out are you going to go? How far back or how far up or far down in the supply chain do you really want to go look at? And so, and you can use technology to enhance some of that ESG performance. So here's a good example. And this goes back to where am I measuring? So California wants to go ahead and eliminate the use of diesel trucks by, I think it's 2035. And again, what are they measuring? They're measuring at the tailpipe. So we don't want emissions. Got it. So now we're going to have to go ahead and use electric vehicles. And so I was at a conference a few weeks back talking to an LTL carrier, and they go, how are you going to go ahead and do this? And they literally were having, instead of one truck do the move, they'd have to have two trucks. And then instead of one driver, they'd need two drivers to do the exact same work. Some companies are moving outside of California, and then they'll deliver into California. So when you start looking at, can technology enhance ESG performance? Well, from an ESG perspective, yeah, look, I'm using an electric vehicle. Look at my tailpipe. But if I were to look at performance overall, I've got two trucks, not one, two drivers, not one. And I have to create all the electricity to actually power the vehicle. Well, is there a cost, an environmental cost to that? And so the unit of measurement, how we're going to think about that, what are we including, really comes into play. And I don't think a lot of people really have broadened that up a lot to say it's just not the tailpipe. We've got to consider the entire cost.
Despite the myriad of challenges, there is a way to unite the industry on all fronts and work toward ESG initiatives that produce positive results. But how, in your opinion, how can industry leaders make it easier to utilize the ESG efforts that work?
First is, I think you have to develop a trusting partnership and understand that we're going to share data back and forth and that it is to improve. So there isn't judgment associated. The other one is, and again, we ought to verify common ethical behavior. What are we all agreeing to? So we're not going to break the law. We're not going to dump hazardous material into a river. We ought to all talk about it and agree. That's kind of like our guardrails. We're not going to do certain behaviors. I think the other part of that is to go slow. Really try to understand your customer, especially if you're a supplier, understand where they're headed, what their issues are, and try to understand what those standards could look like first. So if you're going to integrate on the sustainability side, I think we've really done a lot. Here's a great example of how much better we've gotten. If you were to look at a truck from like 1996 and you look at all of its emissions, today it would take 66 trucks to do the same amount of emissions as that one truck did in the 90s. Now, how many people know that? Hardly anybody. But we've done so much better in areas that we haven't taken into account. So sustainability, I think, to move it into the ESG side, probably is going to be the easiest because everybody's focused in on being more sustainable. The hard part will come into what are we actually measuring? What are we going to call the measure? How are we going to define it? Who's collecting the data? But once we can kind of overcome that hurdle, we'll be a little bit better off.
So it's all about sharing data and developing the correct guidelines to ensure all parties cooperate on the same ESG level. Interesting. I think I can speak for many when I say it'll be exciting to see what kind of initiatives and technologies are leveraged to make all this happen. Thanks again to Carl for joining us, and thanks to you, the audience, for listening to this MHI cast featuring Carl Manrote. And you can go to work.org/DC Measures if you want to check out the Work DC Measures report. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help you take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thanks for making us part of your professional development journey.